last week's chabura throughout the week than I think any chabura. Just saying. You don't judge chaburas, but just that this topic of Yehuda and Yosef is so important to the day-to-day avodas Hashem, because we're comparing and contrasting two different drachim, which is nogea l'maisa. Like, we know Avraham is the midah of chesed, and Yitzchak is gvura, and Yaakov is tiferes, and noira, and all the midas of the avos hakadoshim. So we just say to ourselves, okay, take a little bit of Avraham, take a little bit of Yitzchak, a little bit of Yaakov, you know, try to put it all together, one big chalent, and hopefully it'll be good. But when it comes to Yehuda and Yosef, this is already working within, it's working within Klal Yisrael. And we're talking about two different drachim, and then we start to think to ourselves, hey, where am I in this? Am I like a Yehuda? Am I a Yosef? Or maybe I'm not, in which case I really have to start working on myself, that I have to find a certain derech in a way decision.
Runs deep.
Runs all the way down. That's why it's called an eitz. Eitz echad Ephraim, eitz echad Yos, eitz echad Yehuda, because an eitz has roots. It goes very deep. I once asked my Rebbe, I said to him, you know, talk about drachim and having drachim. Is a derech something which everybody in Klal Yisrael is expected to have? Or is it like only for tzaddikim? Everybody else is just trying to put things together. I know the answer. A derech is something that every single person needs to have. A person needs to have a derech. Hareini Hashem darkecha. Hashem, show me your path. A derech is a chiyuv for a person to have. I mean, the person has a day, and he has to fill his day with different responsibilities, obligations, extracurricular. So, and then there's all of that is part and parcel of a greater picture of Avodas Hashem. The person has to ask himself, what is my derech on Avodas Hashem? What do I emphasize? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? How do I use my strengths to help my weaknesses? What are the things that I need to improve on? What is an ikkar? What's a tuffel? What may be a tuffel in general, but what's an ikkar to me? And then to strengthen those ikkar, and then to use the ikkars to elevate his chesronos. That no two people are the same, so it can't be that there's going to be one derech which is one size fits all. Of course, kol hanacholim halchim alayam, they all go to the one final destination. But a person has to be very comfortable, and he should be somewhat clear in knowing what is my own personal derech and avodas Hashem, that I'm not copying anybody else. That I thought this through, that I feel like I have a tachlis, and I have certain talents, and I have certain things which I need to work on, and I need to squeeze out more from. And then to be able to, if somebody would say, you know, what's your derech? You should be able to answer them, to say, this is my derech. This is my derech. So what's your derech, Harry? No, I'm just kidding. Yodea Hashem Derech Tzadikim. Hashem knows the Derech Tzadikim. It's something which is called Derech Tzadikim. V'derech v'shoyim toivet. And the Derech v'shoyim is oivet. I mean, it's just toihu. It runs off the cliff. It spirals out of control. When there's tikkun, when there's a certain seder that comes from understanding my strengths and my weaknesses, and how to set a day, how to set a week, how to set a month, how to set goals, what to know, what I need to work on, what are my strengths, and how to improve those strengths. My Rebbe always says that he was a very big masmin in Niglas HaTayr until the age of about 28. He's still a big masmin, but until the age of 28, he was like kol kulai, like he said, you could see me walking around with a Baruch Be'er in my hands. You know Baruch Be'er Liburitz, Baruch HaShmuel, very lamdash HaSefer on the Gemara. And he said, you never would have told me in a million years, I never had a half a minute to open up a Zohar, to open up a Kisviri. So he said, somebody gave me as a gift, when I was 20 years old, the gift of the Zohar. So I was mamish petrified. To open it up even. Real Sfarmi, right? Really scared to open it up. Not just to learn it, to open it up. I went to the Rav, he said. And I said to the Rav, you know, should I learn this? So the Rav said, you should learn it. If not for the fact my Rebbe told me to learn it, I never would have learned it. And I say, I started to have a lot of hatzlacha in it. So I was opening, he says, I was like, things were coming to me, like I had hatzlacha in this, like I never had hatzlacha in. So I was very good in nigla too. I could have been a dayan. He said, I could have been really matzliach in nigla satayr. I And I spoke to people who knew him for Tarva Das. He was like the Masmid, like the Lamdam, the Masmid in Tarva Das. You can tell from the way that the Rebbe learns up a sugi in Pnimius that he's unmatched in Miglas also. You can tell. He says, I learned up the sugis in Pnimius like a Lamdam, like a Lamdas, like a Miglas. My brother Aaron in Eretz Yisrael, he chappers the Rebbe to like show him his chidushim in Nigla. The Rebbe always says, nah, I don't want to show you. He pushes him to see. Just one sugya. Nope, I'm not showing you any. So what happened is that he saw Hatzlacha in Zayar, and then he asked the Rebbe if he should learn Kisviari, and he said, yeah, you should learn Kisviari. You should learn. It's not learn Kisviari. So he said, I saw such Hatzlacha in Pnimius HaTorah that I knew that Min HaShemayim, this was what Hashem wanted from me. He says, I had to give up a lot because to learn Pnimius HaTorah is very unpopular. It's not a popular thing.
Especially in Woodmere.
Huh? Especially in Woodmere.
Only like 4 blocks of Woodmere.
He said, I had to give up a lot. And it was Mesiras Nefesh because, listen, when you're a Dayan, you know, you make a good parnasa and, you know, like people machabid you and they respect you. And he said, he didn't know he was going to be a Rebbe. And it's a bit, much very, very big achrayus to be a rabbi. People think, oh, a rabbi, they take care of you. They take care, make sure you have good silver and a nice bekeshet to wear. You're good, right? You're good. You have sense. To be a rabbi means that you feel the achrayus with the entire tzibur's everything. The ruchnius, the gashmius. If somebody comes and they're like, hey, Rabbi, I'm struggling with parnasa. Rabbi's like, okay, you got to work harder. the first thing Rabbi says is like, ugh, Rabbi Shalom, like, how am I supposed to carry this tzibur? Like, Moshe Rabbeinu. Want to see a good rabbi? Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. They complained. The Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't like, what's wrong with you guys? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was like, question, like, and Hanechi Harisi Asamaze? Like, I gave birth to this people? Ich Asalavadi, I'm supposed to carry these people? Moshe saw himself as the tzino for everyone. Just be a rebbe. And being a rebbe means that you become like a certain shayrish of everyone, and you have to carry the people. That's what it means. It's a much bigger achrayus. Much bigger tfiyah that on a rebbe than stam a rebbe or Rebbe has a totally different type of a connotation when it means to be a rebbe. You think that Rebbe is just like Admar, it's like a certain title. Rebbe is something completely different. Completely different than what we think that a rebbe is. But he said that, I saw that this is what Hashem wanted for me, I had tzlach in that, and I made that my derech, and awareness Hashem. Now, even within that, there's drachim within drachim. But that's something that a person has to, he says that a person by a certain age, he should already know for himself what his strengths are in Limud HaTorah, if that's, you know, a certain derech, and he should be koveya himself in a certain derech, because we're not, you know, the tzans of Rebbe, that we could be a paisik, and also the, you know, a makobol, and a person is doing chesed, and a bal tefillah, and do everything. A person has to kind of pick his mektsaya, and to try to find expertise in a certain inyan in Avodas Hashem, understanding his strengths and his weaknesses. Okay, what are we talking about, Shaul?
Yehuda and Yosef.
Okay.
We just began last week to touch the biggest sugi of all time.
Yeah.
Shaul, I missed the opening.
Missed the introduction.
Rav Rubinstein said it was the most comments he's gotten on a shiur. This is the...
Is Yehuda and Yosef. Yeah.
Is there also a divide between David and Shlomo in this sense?
David
and
Shlomo.
And Shlomo. Shlomo is Chachma and David is Yehuda. Or Shlomo is Makusha to Yosef.
Yeah, suppose like this.
David is Makusha to Yehuda.
It's a good question. So the difference of Yehuda and Yosef is David and Shaul.
It is
David and Shaul. However, Shlomo is considered to be like the Yosef within David.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So because Yehuda and Yosef are Nichlal Zavizah. And that's why it says in the Navi, V'hayu le'etzachad. So Shlomo thought he was Mashiach because he thought he was the Eitzachad between Yehuda and Yosef, because Yosef is Chachma. And Shlomo was Chacham Mikol Adam. But in the same way that Yosef was Taya, Shlomo was also Taya. He was Toh in his Chachma, you understand? And Yosef was also Toh in his Chachma. So although David had high hopes for Shlomo, and Shlomo is Ben David, you know, if there's anybody who's Mashiach Ben David, it should be Shlomo. And the Vilna Gaon says that Shlomo Ben David is the Neshama of Mashiach. He actually is that Neshama. So he wasn't off, he was actually the Neshama, but he wasn't Megalim in a Kaya Chalapaya. But he's considered to be like the Chachma within David. The Tzad Yosef within David. That's why the Mefarshim say that, you know, sometimes the Torah, the Navi spells David with a Yod and sometimes without a Yod. So David without a Yod is David straight. That's like Bechina of David Mitzad Yehuda. But when there's a Yod, that's considered to be, Yod is the letter of Chachma, that's considered to be the Chachma within David, and that's really the place of Shlomo. The Yod within David. So which aspect of Yehuda and Yosef should we talk about?
Last week we spoke about the concept of Chachma versus Tmimis. Koyachma, the questions. Sof Ma'aseh Machshav Techila, Torah versus Tefillah. What's the Iker? What? That's who you are.
Okay.
I guess we could talk about, you know, should we move to Eretz Yisrael?
we could talk about that.
I don't know if you want to go there, but
I spent a lot of time on that.
Why don't we jump to
and Ben's not here.
Yeah.
Mordechai is on the one hand Ishi Hudi, but he's also Ishi Mimi.
It's like, and now the vacuum goes on.
Right? Did Mordechai was Mordechai able to integrate the two concepts?
Yeah, Mordechai was that too. Yeah.
How do we do that? I mean, that's I think what people are struggling with here. We want to be able to have. I don't think people want to take sides on this issue. Right? Yeah. We want to be able to get the best of both worlds.
Right.
So was Mordechai able to integrate these two ideas?
Okay.
I think that's important. I guess the thing that has bothered me ever since last week, we talked about a little bit at the end of when we were leaving, was Lamaisa, I think the Hamon Am seems to be much more taken with a Yosef approach. And is that...
It's more glamorous.
It's also more westernized.
It's like tiny. It's more glamorous.
It's interesting, I think.
But Lamaisa, right, what has to make you a little bit scratch your head, I guess, is, well, okay, when it comes to the Mashiach, why is it seem that most of Klal Yisrael is going the wrong way? Is that by design? Is that Klal Yisrael is messing up? What's the show?
The most of Klal Yisrael that you know of.
Okay, I know a lot of people.
Meaning, the majority, let me be clear.
They didn't invite 100,000 people to make a siyum on davening Shmoneh Esrei, right?
Let me be clear something. I think maybe the way we can delve into it is the origins of both of these and how it applies in the world of Esav, in the world of Yishmael, in the world of the Western civilization where me and you live, versus the world of the Middle Eastern civilization which we don't live, which is maybe the world of the Sfardim that are not in our world because they don't do conferences for Tefillah, but there's thousands of them out there that say Tehillim every day with a certain level of Tamimis that we're not aware of. But the two of us grew up in Esav's world. And Esav's world is a world of Western civilization, which is a world of Chachma. So our experience is very much framed.
I would challenge you on the numbers in Eretz Yisrael too, by the way. I'm not sure that's true either.
The what?
In terms of what the Hamon Am...
100%.
The majority of Orthodox Who says that Klal Yisrael is Orthodox?
No, but we're talking about...
I'm talking like...
You have to talk about...
That's why they have a tumus. They may not sit and daven every day, but when they connect to Yiddishkeit, it's with a tumus.
No, Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not...
But I'm saying practicing the...
We're practicing. We're talking about Yiddin. We're talking about people's derech.
Yeah.
Our exposure is from Jews that learn Gemara.
No, but Charlie, since the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, even in Arab lands, the most prized ideal... was Torah knowledge.
Babli was in Babel.
Even in Arab lands.
Fine.
It was only Torah knowledge, like the most prized ideal.
Okay.
I think the question's the answer. The fact that you see that it's not done, that shows you how much it's being neglected and how important it
is. What I'm trying to get to is the pinimus, I think, of the question, which is, let's identify the impact that Gullus has had on us, which is what I think you're saying, and how come we seem to all be right now in a Gullus that drives us towards the...
Yosef.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Right. Excellent question. Okay, very good. Okay.
Ashley really said, I have 20 minutes. No, you
don't. I just called it. You don't get it anywhere. It's canceled.
Deal's off.
Shabbos is extended for the half an hour. You're fine. We just bought you a house around the corner. You're good.
Yosef and Yehuda. So, Yosef and Yehuda, they look like, from last week's parasha, that there is like a machlekes between Yosef and Yehuda. But the truth is that the machlekes has been resolved. The only thing which is left is to bring them together. But we know how to be miyashev this machlokes. What comes out is like this. There is no conflict, really, between Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef has his place, and Yehuda has his place. Yehuda is the melech, and Yosef is the mishtanim. Yosef is called chitzonius relative to Yehuda, but of course Yosef is primius, the guy with everything else. But the difference between chitzonius to primius, or mishnah lemelech lemelech, is in the seder of what you have to go through first to get to the tachlis. In order to get to Yehuda, you have to go through Yosef. Let's explain what that means. If we want to be very simple and very straight about this conversation, and just go straight to the point, we'll say like this. Although pi halacha, pi niglas atayra, there's no chiyuv to make oneself completely batal to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because after all, Hashem gave you yourself. So it would seem counterintuitive to say, listen, okay, thank you, Shkoyach, for the gift. Thank you for making me me. I'm making myself back to nothing. I want to be complete nothing. Who told you to do that? It's not a chiyuv. Adrabba, the whole inyan of Torah is how to be an ani, how to operate as a person in this world, and Hashem gives us instructions to live by as you, as an ani, as me. The reason why there was such a snagness to David HaMelech is because he came up with a chiddush in Avodas Hashem, which was very unpopular, which could have even been like against the way of the Torah, because it's almost a shtickle like Aveda Midas, which was this ani that Hashem gave you, make it zero as much as possible.
Because what?
Make it zero as much as possible. Be mevatel it as much as possible. It seems almost like it's against Torah. It's almost as if it's like you missed the boat of what Torah is about. But David understands a certain oimek in Torah, in tachlis habir, what it means to be a chassid, what it means to be meschassid in the Kaddish Baruch Hu, what he really wants from the world. David HaMelech was megala, a certain soid in Avodas Hashem, from an oimek of tefillah, which is really what tefillah is. It's the ability to transform a person into this complete batal mush, nothingness before Hashem. Which at the time, to the chachamim of the door, David HaMelech was a rasha. In the same way that the Baal Shem Tov was megal l'sur n'or, which he wasn't just like he was another Talmud Chacham on the scene and he was saying something which was revolutionary. He was a rasha. He was saying something which was against the old principles, which seemed like it was against the derech of Rav Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Torah of Moshe. Hashem had to come to David's defense and to say, no, you see le'inai v'ani rei le'leva, this is my king. To get to that place of what's called David, of what David represents, which is called ayin, you need to be an ani first. A person needs to be an ani. In that role of being a perfect tzaddik, of being an ani, which is spotless, which shows the grandeur and the splendor and the beauty of what it means to be a chelek alakam imah, to be a talmud chacham par excellence. That's the world of Yosef HaTzadik. I could be in the house of Yaakov, I could learn Torah Shem, but you can throw me in the dungeons of Mitzrayim, the most base culture in the world, and then if on top of it you can make Melech Mitzrayim, which is an even deeper pit than it was in the house of Potiphar. Yosef Melech is spotless. Mamish. Levushim Nekiyim. The Ben of Yaakov, superhuman in his performance of Torah Mitzvahs. The ultimate Ani de Kedusha. Ani Yosef. That's the world of Yosef. It's not possible to make something bottom unless something is a something. But what we need to do, and this is the relationship between Yosef and Yehuda, is that if we're really striving for the tippy top, which is the Malchus of David, we need to first achieve Malchus of Yosef. And that's why we never saw really in the Torah that Yehuda was given a Malchus. Although he was a Melech, even at the time in the house of Yaakov, and they understood that David was going to be, Yehuda was really the Melech. But we don't find anywhere in the Torah that Yehuda is called Melech. Only once Yosef becomes Melech in Mitzrayim, Mishnah Melech, do we find in this week's parasha that Hashem says to, that Yaakov says to Yehuda, you're the king. Because the Malchus of Yehuda is built upon the Malchus of Yosef. Just that it takes it one step further. This is how you would teach it. How do we make shalom between Yosef and Yehuda? This is how it comes out. When Chazal say, Mitoich shaloi lishma, balishma, Yosef is called Shalai Lishma, and Yehuda is called Lishma. Now that's relative, because for somebody who's partying on the streets and hanging out in clubs, and he has all of a sudden this epiphany, like, I want to become a tzaddik. And what does he know? To be a tzaddik would be like what? Like Yosef. Yosef, unless you know otherwise, Yosef is the perfect Jew. And that's what, in a person's mind, he thinks to himself, who is the perfect, what embodies what it means to be a Torah Jew other than somebody like Yosef? He's ultimate. So of course, me copy this person who's in those places, Yosef is Lishma. Once you enter the world of Avodas Hashem, and you've been a Baal Tshuva now, and you have to think to yourself what it means to be a tzaddik, and you have to rethink your goals, and you have a Havana in what's called a real Lishma, which is the world of Yehuda, which is the world of David, where you're really working for the Eibishter, Ad Kedei Kach, that even that Ani, which was serving the Eibishter now, you're willing to do away with it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, Yosef in that world becomes the new, improved Shalom Lishma, which they do to the Lishma of David. Why is everybody striving for Yosefness? Because unless you have any Havana otherwise, that's the goal. You have to be in the world of Yosef first to come to the world of David. So unless a person has reached Yosefhood, and he really feels that he's in a good place in that tzitzis, and unless a person is a Ben Aliyah, and he's searching for a derech which will lead him to the ultimate what Hashem wants of him, if a person is not in that place of B'chol Levav B'chol Nafshecha Kisid Rishanu, then he's not going to see anything beyond that Ani, because what could be beyond that Ani? What could be beyond this tachnit of reaching this Yosefhood? So unless a person is exposed otherwise to a pimius beyond this pimius, which copy that pimius is called chitzonius, then you're going to have 99% of people consumed in the ideology of Yosef.
So it's a matter of...
Did you get that?
No. I get it. I guess what I continue to struggle with, though, is... Let's just be honest.
Was that clear?
It makes perfect sense, but the answer for me is, unless there's more to it in terms of like how that defines or describes as to why what we see going on in Klal Yisrael today, when the people who are guiding what Klal Yisrael does, you would think of as being someone who would not view Yosef as the goal, because they themselves, you think, are beyond that. So they should view, you know, David or Yehuda as the goal. So why is it that they're being satisfied with the Hamonam being satisfied with Yosef? It should go beyond that.
Because you can't be David before you're Yosef.
Right. But Yosef is a means to an end now.
Not an end
in itself.
Right. Can't be David.
Klapi the chitzonim, it's a tachlis. But klapi, once you get there, then it becomes a means to a higher tachlis.
But there's madreg, right, isn't this?
Yeah,
meaning Yosef seems to be, even in Tzvius, so Yosef is the pathway to David. So the klapi of the world, let's talk in like secular language. Yosef is the guy who says no. Right? Who shows up at Seder, who doesn't look at the wrong thing on the computer. Right? David is the guy who says, Avera Lishma. Right? David's the guy who says, I'm nothing. You can't even say those words and mean them unless you get to a place where you're at a level where you can't really be David. You can fake being David, but you can't really be David until you're first Yosef. So when you think of the Hamon Am, we have to, the striving is probably first and foremost, let's everyone be Yosef. Let us clap on the bima for more Yosef. Let us talk in Musar Seder about Yosef.
Right.
And if all we get to is everyone's Yosef, that's phenomenal. Right. If we don't, and we start clapping, this is where I got when someone called me out. I spoke at a high school and I said that Hashem loves you.
Terrible.
And then a guy calls me out and says, I appreciate it and I believe in it, but if you tell these kids Hashem loves them, they're all going to go to the club. I'm like, I'm just recycling what I hear on Shabbos. Like, I'm not even like making this stuff up. Like, I'm not passing childless, but like, and his thought was like, no, these kids can't hear that.
They have to hear what?
They have to hear that if they do things wrong and where Hashem's, because if they hear that Hashem loves them, they're gonna take it and they're gonna run with it and they're gonna use it to like. So fine, that was his sheet. I'm not arguing on him, but the point is that that's a Yosef way of seeing the world, which is, okay, Hashem loves you, but like, remember one thing: you're a Mitzrayim. Do not look left. Do not look right. Be good. And if we can all achieve being Yosef, that's
I think what Josh is trying to ask. Can I try and ask your question?
Nothing makes me happier.
I think what Sam in the corner really wants to say something also. We're going to get to you.
Sam's going to yell now.
Josh is trying to ask that. It's not even put out as an ideal by our leaders. Meaning, it's very nice to say, okay, Yosef, we need to get to the level of Yosef, and then beyond that Pemius level. And then we need to get to the level of Yehuda.
Okay.
But we need to have that Yehuda goal in our mind all the way along.
Okay, so...
There's a flip side to it too, which is if you're telling people, even people who are mivakshim, David, if they skip the Yosef step,
then they're nothing. There's a problem.
Yeah, they're broken. Yeah,
they're confused. Right.
It could be a real kill call, unless you get to a place where you're first Yosef. But if you stop at Yosef.
Which is why they thought that it was a kill call. Meaning they attacked David and they thought it was a kill call, because depending on where you are, you could see it as a kill call. It has a tremendous potential for kill call. It has to be just right. We can bring down ha'aras of it, and that's the world of tefillah versus Torah. We can digress into that subject, but yeah, it's something which is within the lave of a person. He has to be striving for the tachlis, and even if he doesn't know exactly, by the way, what the tachlis is, he can bring down ha'aras from it. But yeah, what did you want to say?
You said it.
Yeah.
So one thing, you look at life of Yosef. Yosef almost set it up how he wants it to be Yehuda, because Yosef before Yosef got into being Yosef, second in Mitzrayim, he was Ish Panimi Beyond, learning Torah all day and probably davening all day and not really involved in the world. I'm saying I'm going the wrong way here. Sorry. Music is back. The goal is Malchus, right?
Malchus. David's Malchus, Bittel, yeah?
Malchus.
Okay.
And Malchus sometimes over here, sometimes over here.
Okay.
Right? So the way I'm taking it right now just is that it starts off as the David. David works itself up to, it starts with Yehuda David, works itself up to a Yosef Hatzadik, and then pushes it along. So it's like a sandwich, call it a David sandwich.
Why does it start off with David? Because the person feels like he's a nobody?
Because you feel like you're nobody.
But that's
like
not, nobody. That's not Bittul.
Before you say it.
But that's Yosef.
It's Madrid. It's one thing.
That's starting off saying, I have to learn knowledge, I don't know anything.
I mean, point A is called calling that David.
Point A,
okay.
I would say it's probably David.
Okay. I mean that feeling of like I'm a nothing, which is a very negative nothing.
Yeah. Self-deprecation is the greatest form of ego I know.
It could be coming from a place that's
used the wrong way.
What a big pickup we just got. That's awesome.
Yeah, you got me on sale.
Holy mackerel!
Huge pickup of the world.
It could be coming from a place of that fire just gets inside you.
Once
in a lifetime. You walk in here on Friday night,
if a person feels like he's a nothing, then that's not a Yiddish problem. That's a human problem.
I'm not saying nothing.
A person has to have a motivation to be something.
Right.
When he motivates that desire to be something, to be a tzaddik, welcome to the world of Yosef.
Right.
And that's all that a person knows, because the Torah wants you to be a tzaddik. Torah says be a tzaddik. Hashem says, it's like the Gemara in Yerushalmi. The Gemara in Yerushalmi says, Ma yasa chayte. If a person is a chayte, what should he do? So the Gemara in Yerushalmi says, Shalu. Sha'alu le'chachma. Sha'alu chachma, what should he do? So he says, Sha'alu le'chachma, and Chachma says, he should be punished. Okay? Sha'alu Nevi'im, that's the Nevi'im, what should he do? So the Nevi'im said, Yavi Karban v'iskaper. Should be, right? And then I'm confusing it. Then it says Shalu the Torah. Then it says Shalu.
Torah was
Yavi Karmi Zchaper. Says Shalu Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ase Chayte Yase Tshuva. So of course everybody asks, what do you mean Shalu La Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalu the Torah? What do you mean Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu? No. There's a Hisgalus called Torah. There's a Hisgalus called the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Hisgalus of Torah is that you should be a tzaddik. So therefore, if you make a mistake, bring a korban, be a tzaddik again. Be a tzaddik again. Clean your shirt and then go outside again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I want tshuva. And David's whole melech, his whole derech, the name of tshuva. Torah tells a person to be a tzaddik. And that means like this. As soon as you want to be something, Hashem says through his Torah, I want you to be a tzaddik, and the whole union of Torah is to make a person into a tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, he has something which is called doing Torah mitzvahs, the revelation of Torah from this perspective of tshuva. You can understand Kol HaTorah Kula from a place of tshuva. That's why you can open up a Hasidisha Sefer and open up a Litvisha Sefer, and it's just giving one straight parish on Torah, but one is like on the world the level of tzaddik, and the other one's level of tshuva, like the Gemara says, but Mokmash Shabbat Tshuva, I'm then instantly Murukh Alamad. Two worlds. You can see the Torah from the same perspective. But the first thing that we know, and this is why the leaders of the generation are all Yosef. I mean, the Nigla leaders, is because Yosef versus David is the world of Pnimius and Chitzonius. And since the Chitzonius is in the Niglas, that's why the leaders of all generations for always have been the Talmid Chacham and the Niglas at
time. But they became
the Hizgalas.
When you get to see these Tzadikim, though, these leaders, they're already past just the Bechinus of Yosef.
Which Tzadik?
In other words, you go to see Reb Chaim, there's no airs about it, Bechlal. It's complete bittul.
This is something which we don't know, because even Yosef has a tremendous bittul to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only person who could see the difference between a real Yosef and a David is the Baruch Shalom himself. Nobody can see that. Nobody knows who's a David and who's a Yosef, because the difference is so dakis. Because we're talking about a type of a bittul, which is a very unique type of a bittul, which David was machadish, which a person can't even be sure that he's actually on that dagger, which was like Al Tam Matzucha Yoy Maischa. Yoy Maischa is considered to be the dagger of David HaMelech. It's called Yoy Maischa. Yoy Maischa.
I find sometimes when you look at people that we're now calling the Yosef leaders, and the people around them are in the derech of Yosef, when you spend time with them themselves, right, they're not Yosef anymore.
Right.
Like, the chever around could be Yosef. Everyone could be sort of going towards the goals of what looks like Yosef. But when you actually spend time with them, they're not the same of what they're saying.
Well, they wouldn't be Yosef's at all if they weren't people who were batel begamre. Meaning,
right, even Yosef,
Yosef klapi David is a bal gaiva. But Yosef klapi the hamaynam is an anam shabanam. He's the David. Otherwise, he couldn't be a tamachon. He couldn't be a leader. If he
what he's saying is, from our secular eyes, you're impressed. Wonderful, big deal. Like, oh wow, like, you know, like we're really. Oh, so you play basketball? Yeah. Like, everyone in the NBA is better than you. Do me a favor. I'm saying, like, clap at you. Like, do me a favor.
But I think it was last week when Charlie brought up, and I think also we all suffered from that. Is that the secular view of being a success is by your moichin? So that rubs off all the way down to yeshivas. So you're the brightest guy, you're the lamdan, you're the biggest, you know, so that's what we give such chashivas to. Could be the guy's the biggest balmidas and the most erlich guy. It's okay, he's cute. This guy. Right.
But part of it is, I had this conversation with a guy who's a relatively big guy in the yeshiva shevelt, and he always kind of, look, guys who are shiva, I can give him a fahair and see what he knows. Guy claims he's a mokubal, he can't tell.
Yes, he can. He just doesn't know.
I'm saying, like, but to the Hamorah, the same.
Muckle can tell. I'm saying, like, it's not like there are people that can tell. It's not like he's like he goes to the islands, right? There are spheres that he can tell.
The Hamorah, but that's part of the thing. That's part of it. Is it's available to everyone to see and say, oh, I can objectively tell that is something.
You need the mice.
What are you gonna say?
You need the mice to have a shelter over the lathe.
That's right.
But the ultimate goal is the lathe. But I can't get there until I could. Until I become a bane in the end.
Okay, so hold this thought. Hold this thought. Well, let's go to that in a second. In terms of your point, Mordechai, like this. There's an emphasis on chacham. There's an emphasis on chacham. No matter where you go, there's an emphasis on chacham. So if you ask the Rosh Hashiva, let's say he's a real mutzach Rosh Hashiva, that he's a tzaddik. The Rosh Hashiva who's a tzaddik, right? He used his chachma to be an anav and to be what the Torah describes as being a tzaddik. And in Anav, and everything which Chazal described, what, you know, Tachlis of Torah, Chachmos, Tshuva, Maisim, Tovim, that he used it for that. It's the Talmidim in the yeshiva who make it out like who's the best. You don't see the yeshivas don't go around and be like, who's the best guy in yeshiva, best guy in yeshiva. They would have a very different understanding of who's the best guy in yeshiva if you ask them who's the best guy in yeshiva. I told you that story.
Yeah.
When I was in yeshiva, everybody considered like these guys to be the best guys. I knew the best guy in yeshiva. This guy, he sat over there, he's the best davener, he was chazard, he was quiet, and he was hands down the best guy in yeshiva. If I would ask anybody in yeshiva, no, he wouldn't be on anybody's list. Nobody's list. If I asked the Rosh Yeshivas, they would know he's the best guy. But they don't handle who's the best guy. Only the Talmidim do. So the Talmidim who they consider to be the best guy, that's the best guy.
Right.
You can know that's not the best guy. Whoever the Talmidim think is the best guy, that's your simon, that he's not the best guy.
It's
like Mashiach, right? If you think you are, you're not.
No, sorry, buddy.
So here, everybody agrees chachma is a virtue. And we spoke about last week the difference between tmimus and chachma, is that tmimus is ikar and chachma is secondary, right? I didn't mean that tmimus, which is like, you know, the tmimus, which is like a
tam.
A tzonius tmimus. Of course there's virtue in that. If a person is a chacham or a tam, but his chachma takes him away from his tmimus, if you had to choose between the better of the two, you would say the tam is better than the chacham. Mm-hmm. However, the chacham is in a better advantage than the tam, because the tam is just naive. And there's a certain blissfulness in that tmimus. But that's not the tachas of tmimus. Because like we said from the Rav Shatzer, that story is that the only way to be a real tam is to be zoichet to chachma, and from the chachma to become a tam. Because chachma by itself is broken, and tmimus by itself is broken. The only way to be complete is to make the ziva, which is called tmimus and chachma, which is the world of Yehuda and Yosef. The question is that Yosef was a gevaldik tam too, and he's a gevaldik chacham. And don't get me wrong, David was a gevaldik chacham too. He was no slouch. Chazal say that he shared Torahs and blew people away. They didn't hear Torahs like Misinai. They didn't hear Torahs like David HaMelech taught. Mamash Misinai. He was a Paisik, he was a Lamdan, he was a Makubal, he was everything. But if you ask David, what are you? I'm Vani Tzvi. That's what he would say. If you ask Yosef, what are you? He'd say, Ani Yosef. That answer, Vani Tzvila versus Ani Yosef, is a difference. They both have it all. The question is, like, what do you emphasize? And that dakas, so you can't tell the difference between Yosef and David. Mm-hmm. In that world, we have no shaykhs to these madrigas. So we can't tell whether Chaim Kanevsky, forget about it, don't even think about such things. We mamash have no clue. Because you can see the biggest Talmud Chacham, right? And he may be a David, he may be a Yosef. He may be an Eisvarf, you have no idea. He may not even be any of those things. So we really don't know. We just have to work on ourselves. Try to find a good Rebbeim, good Chaveirim. And if we're seeing that we're growing and that it works, then weiter. And if not, we search for something else. We don't have to question ourselves so much. We should have a derech. We should try to build an approach and a seder and a mahalach to strive towards that goals. But we don't always have to like think to ourselves, you know, my Yosef, my David. Well, that's really more. This is more b'derech lim, but it's not so much b'derech like, you know, where we're holding. We have a lot of bittul. A lot of chachma and bittul to work on.
The litmus test, though, is the more chachma, or for that matter, the more you're learning. If it's translating into, let's say, a bittul, which may be translating into a better midas, more yirshamai, more avos yisrael, like the vart Rebbe said from Yitzchak Mivarka after you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, to avos yisrael. If it started to translate, so that should be a litmus test that I'm doing something right.
100%.
If it leads to either gaiva or just more chachma, you want to say a lam de shepshat.
And that's the Esav. So then that's not David or Yosef either. That's the Esav as well. Esav was also big lamdan, but look where it took him.
But tachlis, what we're talking about here, though, is I think what Josh is bringing up is that we're all going to be on the river of chachma. So unless there is a concerted effort to get off the river or add to the boat, David, it's not going to happen naturally. Like, we in America 2021 are not, some people may differ, but for the most part, if you're just a regular, normal, frum person in America, the stream you're on is chachma.
Right. True.
So you have to fight the stream to some extent to say, I need to include in my stream David activities.
Which is what?
Tefillah.
100%. This is where the nekuda between Lamaisa comes in between David and you with the Yosef.
Really, actually, it's worse, right? Because if you're like me, right, basically the time you're spending doing things like saying Tehillim and not learning
is wasted.
Is wasted. Like, Mama,
Bittul
Tayra. By the way, I didn't realize how messed up I was until I started coming here.
You're top buffer, but you have no shy to see this guy. I was learning Chachma, was Kanta B'chaver, whatever other reasons, right? It was just for the ends of Chachma. If that's my goal, then I'm completely missing the goal.
That's Esau's world.
That's Esau's world. Say this, how do I take that and do it? Sometimes it's just spotless and just taking Tehillim out and learning and saying Tehillim.
So what Shaul's saying, what Josh is complimenting, what Josh is saying is that this is where Yosef and David actually comes lamaisa. I mean, in terms of the chayvus halavavos, where a person's holding and like the what level of bittul he's on, is he David level bittul, is he Yosef level bittul? We don't need to think about such things. You have to be striving for bittul all the time.
Now it's going
to
get good. Yeah. Yeah. So ready to roll. Yeah.
In that world, that's not for something for us to judge. We just have to know that if we're seeing that we're able to move back, also to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it's a priority, then we ask Hashem for Siyata Deshma to be able to reach the Tachlis, and the Tachlis never ends, and as soon as a person thinks that he reached it, that he's for sure nothing, and like, always be pushing farther and farther on our Bidus Hashem and our Bidus Hashem. This is the Maisa, though, where David Yosef comes in, is how much do I value Tefillah in my life? Because David says Vani Tefillah. And even though we can't emulate what that means, Vani Tefillah, we know that that's heavy. To say Vani Tefillah, it's a very big statement. And the fact that he contributed to Tehillim to the world, that wasn't a very popular contribution at the time. Everybody else wrote Navis and they wrote Chachmas, and David Melech contributed to Tehillim. You know who else did that recently? Recent times, the Ramchal also wrote a book of Tehillim. You know that? It's called the Tefillahs of the Ramchal. Ask how many people know about Tefillahs of the Ramchal. He always wrote it like a Sefer Tehillim. It's not a very popular Sefer. Hey, it was only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Boicher B'David Avdi that he chose Tehillim. You know how many books of songs and poems that the Tzaddikim wrote throughout the generations? We don't learn any of them. We don't say any of them. Tehillim stuck because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Boicher B'David. It was a very unpopular move to write Tehillim. Very unpopular. But it's Gevaldik. We have it. But how much a person associates Vani Tefillah in his life would be like the Lamaisa incorporation of this discussion.
Can we make one outgrowth of this? This is, I think, even a bigger litmus test. Doing Zvoididus. Like any of the Avoda like that, where it's even a Tehillim.
Beyond the regular.
Meaning, Tehillim, you can even say, like, I accomplished Tehillim.
Yeah.
Just talking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I did nothing then.
Yeah.
Right? Because I didn't learn anything.
Waste of time.
Right? Meaning, the concepts in the Avodas of like Rabbi Nachman and like the Chassidish, that to me is like, if you're not holding in that, and maybe I'm wrong, if you're not holding in the world of David HaMelech, you have no Shaychus Bichlal, you think it's literally like a total waste of time.
I like to understand.
Charlie, you got 10 minutes.
I like to understand.
Yeah.
You have 10 minutes.
That's it.
Do you view that I don't learn from these 10 minutes and I just talk to Bon Shalom, and that is more frustrating than Hashem's eye?
It depends where you are in the moment.
Yeah. Josh would take that and rip it to shreds. Am I wrong? Rip it to shreds. He would say, come on, Tachas, get out of here. You're going to talk to Hashem? Come on.
Pick up a Gemara.
Pick up a Gemara, you prick. Come on. Am I wrong, Joshua?
Who do you think you are?
What?
The question we have to ask ourselves is...
Yeah, where are... Where,
do we,
you have to be
holding me? I'll say it.
You have to be holding me then.
But let's be honest for a second. I think this is the Tachas. And let me just really... Now that we said what Rishua said, we can come full circle. Which is... This is where, to Josh's credit, now we're going to go something that's New Year stuff. I want to agree with Josh on something.
Whoa.
Which is, to Josh's credit of how he's going to destroy the guy who says, I've got 10 minutes, I'm going to do this. But this is where, if you don't have Yosef first, you can go off the rails.
Yes.
Because it's you don't know if you're talking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because it's a lot harder to pull out a Gemara and go, so you know, I'm David. No, you're not. Like, right, meaning like, exactly. There are guys, that, me and Rosh have this conversation all the time. There are people that consider it a tish and sing, and it's an avoda. And some people sit at a tish and sing, and it's because they don't want to actually do... They want to sing, and they want to hang out with their friends.
They don't want
to
be home.
If you're not Yosef first, it's going to be really hard to determine if you're doing this. But this or you're wasting time. How'd I do?
Nailed it?
That's exactly... This is the Gemara Nesivah Shalom argument. This is the issue.
Oh, go back to
that. I bought a house of Farakwe. I gotta make sure that I fit in.
This is the issue. It's like... Every single person, I think, if they're being honest with themselves, and this is where it's tough, because like you can be like me and feel like anytime you do anything other than breaking out a piece of Gemara, you're like, oh my God, you're wasting time. But okay, that's not really right. But there's a balance there. It's very hard to actually figure out, on my side, at any given moment, how are you maximizing your time?
So I think he just gave you the roadmap. Right. The roadmap is, what's the end of the destination? And if the end of the destination is not tefillah, then... You're the breaking of one's head is not heading them towards a place where they're going to get to that level of Vani Tefillah.
After morning Seder, if you burp out a mincha, it's not really...
No, but it's easy at the extremes to point out where it's wrong.
right? We're not living the world of the exchange. We're living kind of in the middle where we're trying to get it
that's
right.
That's it. I just learned to...
No, I know, but...
Awesome morning Seder. If I can't now...
Good. So that's not a problem, I'm guessing, for anyone in this room. So that's not really the answer.
I learned Stark this morning.
Let's make a little mice. When you say it slightly differently, it's not a question of is the end game any sphere. It's, you know, bittul or nachas ruach, right?
I think I'm talking today.
It's a question of the end game is bittul or nachas ruach, I'm about to call it. But that's the end game. I mean,
I don't know what, we're on the same page on this. I know,
it's terminology.
The question is, why is there so much resistance? That's what I want to understand.
Why are we equating
with this
world stages?
I don't want to insult it.
Trying to say is the outgrowth, meaning that you have to be able to be a davener, but the ultimate is that I feel that I want to be able to do better.
Because we don't want you just being a Tehillim your whole life. Like I said, a person has to have sagas for Chachma. David HaMelech was a Tehillim Yid after all the Chachmas, he went back to that Pashas, to that Tzimis. So we don't want a person just being a Tehillim Yid his whole life. If he did, it was an accomplishment, but again, there's like lower level tmimus and there's a higher level tmimus. If chachma leads it to a higher tmimus, then you're not it's not naivety anymore. It's a bar das who chooses to be a tam, not a tam by default.
It's the David HaMelech sandwich that's nice, right? You can be I'm a tmimistic yid. I'm saying to him, I'm like, yeah, it's true, but you want to take that step forward. And it's hard. That's where again the lamaisa is. It's hard often to know.
So here's a clout. This would be perhaps a clout to have to put like Yosef David activity together, because now we're moving away from like defining David and Yosef, and we're coming into like, how can I translate into actions of David and Yosef? Understanding that, let's say, Yosef is the pursuing of Chachma and godless Hamayichin and godless Hanashama, godless Ha'adam, and embodying all the characteristics of holiness which Hashem wants that a Yid should be, versus David HaMelech, which is more the realm of the Chayvus HaLevavos, the Chur. So here's a shtickle mahalach. There's a Ratz of Eshov. There's a going back constantly between Yesh and Ayin, of being batel, of feeling like something. So we have to play it, we have to swing it like a seesaw. If a person feels like he's at a time of like he feels like he's a nothing, he's a nobody, right? That's the time for a person to pick himself up and to learn Chachma, to fill himself up with Torah. Because Torah is anisu shia, it means that Torah gives a person a shtickle of gaiva, makes him feel like he's an ani, a holy ani. Which is why learning Chachma and being a Talmud Chacham is a very big danger. It's a tremendous danger. Because a Bal Gaiva Talmud Chacham is much more dangerous than a fake Bal Gaiva. Because a fake Bal Gaiva, somebody who prides himself in anything other than Chachma, it's empty. But because you're so handsome, because you have so much money, because what? That's all chutz. There's nothing atzmis to that. A Talmud Chacham is a real thing. A person with a lot of Torah, watch out. He's a very dangerous person. Because of Talmud Chacham. This wouldn't be popular anywhere else. Can't say this anywhere else. But that's why when Chazal say that when the Sarah Shal Esav came to fight against Yaakov, according to one day in Chazal, he dressed up as Talmud Chacham. It's not just like a cute bird. It's Talmud Chacham. A Bal Gaiva Talmud Chacham, that's Esav. Esav is a Bal Gaiva. That's what he represents. He may not have been, listen, he was a Ratzeach, he was Menayif, he did terrible things. But Chazal don't see Esav as just being Esav. We see Esav in Pnimas HaTorah as being an icon. He represents a Talmud Chacham as a Bal Gaiva. He makes machlokes against Yaakov with Yishtam. Now, if a person feels like he's a nothing, he's a nobody, so he has to fill himself up with Chachma. And as soon as he feels like he had a nice seder, and he did the daf, whatever it means that he had a tzlacha now, he feels like, good, I'm going to carry on in my day. Right? That's the moment that a person needs to tachlis chachma tshuva ma'isim tov. It's for a person to be mevatel himself and take a shvurku. All my success is from you. Nobody. He opens up a tehillim at the end of the seder. He opens up a musr sefer. He opens up a tzivah shalom. And he reframes himself and he's like, I'm gonna walk away from this feeling like I accomplished something, like I did something. You give me everything. I'm yours. Li chachma. It's all you. So when a person is at that place where he feels like there's a certain yeshus, that's when he's mevatel himself. When he feels that he's bottled anyways, then he has to be mechasing himself with something. But So that's the yisod. That's how a person needs to know what he needs in his diet, according to what he's holding during the day, and just bechlal. However, when a person wakes up in the morning, right, and he's about to, the first thing that he wants to do is he wants to sit down, if he has a cheshik, open up the gemara, open up the sefer, and just get, you know, he has a cheshik to learn something. The first thing that he needs to know even then is like, have a moment to stop and just say, listen, like, you should have a moment where he's like, I'm mamish and nothing. I don't know anything. I need you to say after the Shema, say a kapilta to Helen before, so that you're framing the chachm which you're about to learn from a place of another, you know, humility before the Rebbeinu Shalom, not just to press on chachma, but to satisfy this yitzhak type, which is like, I want to be a b'madre. It's a yitzhak type. I want to be a b'madre. It's also a very holy thing. That it should be framed in a way, always, to frame the yeshus, like we said, sandwich it in Yosef, in David and Melech, from the beginning and from there.
Can we go as far as to say that Yosef is the do and David is the be? let me explain what I mean.
This is part of chapter 7.
I'm saying Yosef is Tom Brady. I'm just like, because Chachma really is a pursuit.
Iron tapes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Chachma is really a pursuit of something that is the really doing. Bittul and David is really who you are. So to Josh's point. How do you know? So if a person's sitting in line,
I want to say that I don't know. Yosef is who you are too.
But
Yosef is Ani. That is very much who you are.
But at the level of trying to at their level maybe, but at our level, if at the end of the day you're learning, and you can,
because of action.
Yeah, you can measure the again. I'm using words wrong, but like just so I understand it, you can measure the David, the Yosefness in yourself
by the hours.
Not just by the hours. By the time where you sit down and you're exhausted. And you don't want to, and you just do it because that's the right thing, and you have a pursuit for chachma. But you can also measure the dovedness by the way you respect tefillah, the way you are feel proud of yourself in the wrong way. Like you can measure yourself in your dovedness when pre, post, and during your Yosefness. So if a guy says it has a great seder, let's say, and then to Sam's point, later on that day he's walking on the streets and he has a thought like, should I talk to Hashem? And he's like, nah, stupid. Like, that is just, it's an error to him that he's not, his Torah is not bringing him to where it's supposed to bring him to, which is the dovedness in him. If you've got 15 minutes and it's like, you're on your atheist biting this and half the time you're really thinking of something else, or you can actually open up a safer, that's where the Josh Browdy trap comes in. But when you're actually,
it's
total MS. That's what I'm quoting. I mean, like and also we can get lost in it. Like, and that's what I said earlier. Like, you can, if you don't have Yosef, David can be a Buddhist monk. Like, you can, and just put Hashem's name on it, and basically that's who you are.
You can't have the. I mean, we're talking about Rishus Nachum Yosef Hashem. The first thing we do in the morning is say, okay, you want to go run ahead, be in Yosef, right? But you have to be steeped in the Yosef Hashem, mm-hmm. in the Bittul. Mm-hmm. You can't have one without the other, mm-hmm. right? And you need the Chachma. But if it's not steeped in here,
yeah, 100%. And even Yosef was that, by the way. Yosef didn't be Yosef unless he had Yeshua and Hashem. We're talking about darkest things now between Yosef and David. If a person just heads into Chachma and he doesn't have a Havmin of Yer Shemaim, so then he's an Esav Beis Medrash.
So I have to pause when I'm running after Chachma and say, hold on 1 second.
100%.
That's a Madrega. But that's how you get into the Beis Medrash.
I can do it on a small.
Is the shirt done?
You don't sit down to learn. I sit down to learn. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Is this for me, for ego?
Pretty serious dealing.
You could say last week one is one is Iker, but the path is two sides of the same coin, but from the perspective of Mitech Shelo Lishma V'Alishma, if you define Yosef as being Mitech Shelo Lishma and David as being Lishma, Then this
I'm trying
muscle
to make it more palatable for the Josh Brody.
It's not about palatability. It's about practicality.
Two kinds of the same
point. I think we brought it together, Josh.
No, I agree. I don't know how to feel about it. Like, it's about the Lamaisa. Any given moment in the day, what should I be doing? That's really what comes down to.
It depends.
Right. No, agree. No, I'll show you that. The most important thing I took away from this was what you said about the Lamaisa of, you know, how are you feeling at that given moment? Where it's going to take you? And that's.
I had one of the most, to be honest, I was in Lakewood the other week, right?
Sorry.
I was really moved. I was really moved.
I got to tell you,
I'll tell you what moved me more than anything else. First of all, it's unbelievable display of Torah. Like, I'm sure everyone's been there before, but if you haven't, it's just worth the drive around.
Those are the guys who are outside in the pictures downstairs in Kodesh.
Yeah, really what took me was that I went to daven mincha, and to the credit of whichever bachur I was davening with, it was fire. It was fire. I'm not saying they were dancing and singing, but it wasn't like, let's rock and roll, let's get back to the Seder.
Right.
The whatever base measures that I was in, what impressed me was these guys were killing it, but when they got into mincha, these guys, I'm not tying on everybody, it was fire. And that is David, meaning this chevra that we were with, they were learning all day. They were pursuing chavra.
That's not David.
I'm trying, Josh. Have you seen the new Charlie? It's 2021. I'm working my hardest. I'm crossing the table over here. he's pulling me back. He's.
Even though, let's go back to previous point.
We'll continue on this point.
It's the obvious thing that you're saying. There's a lot of
we'll talk about the world within Tyre, within Tila. How do we define the Dove is in the ice?
Let's
getting deeper and deeper.
Two questions. So in the very end of the parasha, when Yaakov dies, the brothers think that Yosef now really is heavy. Now he's really going to come down. And Yosef says, "What do you mean? What do you think?" Sarachan says, "The last time in the parasha, Sarachan says that Yosef said, no, when somebody tries to poison somebody, if by mistake, the poisoner puts in wine." Is there anything wrong?
This one, I believe.
What they said. And everyone asked from Aruch Haim, what are you talking about? Rebbe Akiva cried, the woman thinks the husband was a vatel v'neder, and she doesn't know that, and she says, I'm not going to eat potato chips, and he's a vatel that, and she eats potato chips, she's like a kapara.
It's not you? No, I know Donnie since I'm a kid, but it wasn't me.
Of course they need a kapara. They wanted to kill him.
Oh, he brought me to this
shit.
This guy's the greatest.
I asked somebody, and he says to me as follows.
His perspective.
He was such a tzaddik.
Mamish
gave them complete. Mamish gave them. They need kapara. That's their story. That's their business.
It's like me, my issues with you
are all done.
Yeah.
It's you think about it. Does that make sense?
Say that.
It's such an unbelievable word.
Yeah.
My daughter last night had to say something. She had to prepare for class in Bar Torah. I told her that one. She said to teach it 120 minutes. How it's wrong.